Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
Many people have told me that I have a face made for radio and beer cans. Same thing for this guy right here.
9.
The strongest evidence that I'm getting soft with age is I don't always fast forward through lost loves when I watch unsolved mysteries.
Paige.
No matter how hard I try, I never get 8 hours of sleep.
And Fatboy.
Yes, I know how to use a bath bomb. You sit on it, run the water, and then jump in.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks!
Ah, man, stuff that bugs me I couldn't put out there.
Write that down, too.
No, well, like, I mean, I could say it, but, you know, like, Matt, you do something that really kind of aggravates me here lately.
Okay, well, we don't have time.
No,
we have 9's best in Mario.
No, I'm intrigued. What?
Aggravate is probably not the right word. It's more like a, I'm kind of intrigued, but don't know why.
Well, spill it. Spit it out.
I promise I don't care. Go ahead.
Well, we talk about, you know, TV shows we like to watch. Like, 9's talking about the one coming out today.
Hunters on Prime, yes. I'm excited to watch Al Pacino be Al Pacino and other people act.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But the only two shows I hear Matt talk about really are Judge Judy and Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your DVR has got to be the worst ever.
No.
Watching TV with you would be awful. Like, where's the fun?
The fun is in Mike Millions and The Outsider and stuff like that.
I watched that too. That's what I was talking about earlier during headlines.
Oh, you watched them. You didn't say the name. Was it The Outsider?
The Outsider. Okay. I watched the episode 6 of that.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Or 7 or whatever.
7, up to 7.
The latest.
3 to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great, great, great show.
Very well done, man. Very well done, Stephen King stuff.
I feel like the only channel you got is the History Channel. Which, you know, if you
Shark Tank ain't on History Channel.
Neither one of them's on History Channel, dickhead.
But Matt, he doesn't just watch Judge Judy. He also watches People's Court.
That comes on before Judge Judy.
He watches all the court shows.
Like
Judge Joe Brown is another favorite.
By the way, let me pause this and tell you something that I was shocked. It shocked my balls off. I'm sitting there watching Judge Judy yesterday, and a commercial comes on. Now, Barack Obama's not the only person who's doing endorsements now for the everyone running in the Democratic Party.
Well, for the record, Barack Obama has endorsed no one.
I know he hasn't, but according to all the commercials, the only one he hasn't is Buttigieg and Klobuchar.
Yeah.
Easy for you to say.
They used to be on the David Letterman show.
I'm in Klobuchar.
That was Mergy Bar and Sirajul.
I think I saw the one you're going to talk about.
Mugi Bird.
What did you see, Matt?
Judge Judy was doing a Michael Bloomberg
endorsement
commercial.
I saw the other one.
It's the first time I've ever seen Judge Judy walking around in regular clothes as a real person.
Did she have a little doily on her neck and a regular
clothes? No, she wasn't wearing her dolly dicky. She was wearing regular clothes and speaking about Bloomberg. And I'm like, I've never seen that precedent where like a TV type would come out and speak on a commercial for a candidate.
You know who else endorses Bloomberg?
Mr. Wonderful?
The greatest power forward of all time.
Mr. Wonderful.
Timmy Duncan.
Does he really?
He did an old commercial with him.
Really? I haven't seen that.
It's like, wow. Because Tim Duncan never talks.
Mm-mm.
Especially not in public. Never endorsed a candidate. But I feel like if I go to Matt's house to hang out, we're going to watch Judge Judy for 10 hours, and I'm going to jump off the phone.
Somebody text in that Matt Man's DVR sounds like a day out of school at Grandma's house.
Okay, so I'll tell you that, A, I don't tape Judge Judy / People's Court.
Hot bench.
Hot bench.
I got the wrong one.
If you ever get home real early and just turn on the TV and you got it on one of the locals, boy, you'd be amazed by the types of – there's paternity court. There's like couples court. Gosh. There's hot bench. Judge Joe Brown. Mike Judge has a show now.
Yeah, it's called Tales from the Tour Bus on Cinemax. It's beautiful. It's great.
Thank
what?
You.
It's real?
Yeah. Judge Judy, though – so – Judge Judy / People's Court, I don't DVR it. It's on at dinner time. Okay. When Caitlin comes home, that's the Groundhog Day for me, the Bill Murray reference. Every day is the same. That's the constant. That's always on. And then Shark Tank is my go-to-sleep show.
Yeah.
Our go-to-sleep show. That's the two constants of my day. I work in a little Andy Griffith at 7, or I might go over and watch a little F Feud with Steve Harvey.
Like, you used to talk about the What Would You Do show.
Oh, yeah, with John Quinones.
Like, oh, my God. Not it's again. I don't know what it is. Show. Like, I never heard of it. I'm like, he's going to talk
okay,
about it.
Okay, did you hear the story about
it? It was like blanked up candid camera.
You remember the story hit yesterday? I don't know if we did in headlines or not, about the guy who spins signs and he saw somebody drop a bag and he goes and looks. There's $20,000 in it, and he calls the authorities and says, hey, I just found $20,000. Yeah. What Would You Do is like that thing where it's like bait bus. Or bait car. I'm thinking of Bang Bus. You know, MILF Hunter.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so they put people in these situations and they film how they're going to react to them. Or it might be like a racist situation or some kind of, you know, whatever. And then it's his they film the reaction. And then when they're reacting, he pops in with a camera crew and says, hi, I'm John Quinones.
And then it's like really messed up candid camera. It's like candid camera, but it's a racist situation.
It's heartwarming, though. It makes you like think, like, it's not – America necessarily is not like the news portrays it to be. It's like there's good people out there, you know? And I don't know. I enjoy it.
Yeah, people stand up for other people.
I do DVR that because it comes on Friday nights, and I'm not usually by the TV then.
You know the one you like that absolutely sucks? To High Hill? The Carbonaro Effect. I'm like, this is the worst show.
I watched that for – I told you why I like that show, because we've interviewed him, Michael Carbonaro. I enjoy him because he loses his crap before he tells them that they're on the show.
I wanted to call in that day he was coming on.
You were here.
I know.
Well, what does Fatboy watch besides porn?
You know what, though? That's the other hand.
Porn and sports. He'd watch – porn sports, if it were a thing.
He'd watch cricket, don't care if it's like the baseball-ish game or darts.
He wants to watch Sex FL.
Well, this is the other side of the situation. I don't have a show. I've watched Dateline for 4 hours straight for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, you watch the local news for 2 hours, and you're going to talk about Matt watching stuff.
I've been watching news in a week and a half.
I'm the only one who watches good stuff, Bash at the Beach 2000 at 3 o'clock this morning.
What the hell?
You got no new shows. I don't have any shows.
I got all kind of new shows. I'm watching The Outsider and Mike Millions, and I'm excited about Hunters, man.
What the am I supposed to watch?
Hunters.
So you don't like what I watch, which I don't make you come watch my you've come over and helped me hang the TV, but you didn't watch it with me.
I just feel like
you lift that thing in.
No,
I feel like you're not using all the channels to like you know their maximum
but
potential.
Again,
but I'm not either.
Yeah, hell no, you're not.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't as bad as it used to be. We've all remarked about all the swamp shows, all the storage shows,
the pawn shows,
ice road trucking.
Crab fishing.
Civil War gold. Curse Oak Island.
Yeah.
God
we
dang.
Watched a show.
Anything where they would bid on a storage unit. I watched Cajun Pawn Stars. I watched Detroit Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
I watched
Chicago Pawn.
Yeah.
We watched a show where dudes drive trucks. That's all they do. And it's not interesting in the least.
Not at all.
I watched a show where they would buy old vending machines and neon signs and make them work.
No, those guys in Alaska looking for gold and never found any. That show sucked.
You remember when we were at the race with Jug, the History 300 or whatever it was, and we met Rick Harrison? That was kind of cool. But the other guy was there, Rick Dale or whatever. And we were like, oh, my
God.
That's
the guy that makes the drink. Yeah, he
But looking back, like, who gives a mother blank who he was?
I agree.
We used to talk about Ice Road Truckers. We interviewed him.
We interviewed Shelby from Swamp Hunters, right?
I mean, all he does is pull wood out of the river.
Is this thing on? I'm not saying that figuratively. Hold on. I still have,
Shoot him, Matt, shoot him.
That's when we had Troy Landry on.
I can't believe we watched dudes pull alligators out of water.
Yeah, but
we
used to watch guys noodle catfish in Oklahoma.
We're dumb.
Dog the Bounty Hunter? You loved that show.
Yeah. Dude, Fatboy used to love Lizard Lick Towing.
What's God,
that was fun, though.
We used to watch a guy repossess cars. Like, that was good.
But he didn't have sleeves on his shirt. Remember, and his wife was a bodybuilder.
He used to, he was on the show several times.
Ronnie Shirley.
And he followed us on Twitter, and then he made the faux pas on his Twitter, and I let him know it, and he unfollowed me.
What was the one in South Florida, Repo Wars or something? We used to watch that one.
Yes. Well, the one I'm referencing is Ronnie Shirley, who was on Lizard Lick Towing, was promoting an episode of Lizard Dick Towing that night, and I said, hey, man, you might want to spell check that.
Yeah.
And he blocked me.
Yeah, well, now you blocked him. Actually, you don't follow. I think they took his verification away.
Did they really?
Maybe.
Fatboy's going to give his heart to the Lord so he can go to heaven to see the old man and Beth, the bounty hunter.
Sweet.
That's the only reason he wants to go. And you hate me. You got nothing. You got nothing,
man.
Because you get none of your sports are in season right now. Is your problem?
Well, NBA, but I mean, they don't play during the day. You want to talk to Anonymous? Because he's got his show. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, why does he want to be anonymous? Good morning.
Morning, Matt, man.
Hey.
Hey, man. Do y'all remember Mountain Monsters?
Mountain Men, I remember. This,
I can't remember if it was Mountain Men or Mountain Monsters, but it was basically it was a group of, like, mountain hillbilly that
got you, dog, you.
Dang it, I thought he was going somewhere. Because I watched River Monsters. I never heard of Mountain Monsters.
Well, when he said he was watching Mountain Men, I'm like, you watching a gay porn.
Dang it, man, you can't talk like that on the radio.
You can't say
if you could, we would.
For sure you can't.
My goodness.
He was talking about guys hunting mythical creatures in the mountains.
Monster Hunters? Wasn't that a show?
Might have been it. He said, we're so close at the end.
I watched...
But they never found anything because they don't exist.
I watched Finding Bigfoot. And I watched, God bless, I watched Ghost Hunters. I watched Ghost Hunters International.
Did anybody ever watch River Monsters?
Yes.
I did. Yeah.
Did anybody else ever? Dude, I used to be really into the show called Wild Justice on National Geographic Channel. It was about the DNR guys in California. And all they ever did was catch, like, people from Laos poaching fish.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Join me, if you will, and say what's up. And also our condolences to P1 Zion. I guess a couple of weeks ago, his great uncle passed away, and he's like the man of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, 2 weeks later, yesterday, they go to his mountain place where there was 40 pounds of steaks that was in the freezer.
Wow.
Power wasn't on.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So imagine a guy that was the closest thing to your father that you had, he dies, and then you're left to... you know, clean up the estate and all that stuff.
Mm.
And you're sitting there dealing with that grief, and you open the door of a mountain home slash cabin or whatever. And dude said that after he cleaned out the cabin, he had to clean up his throw up because he opened up and there was like 40 pounds of steaks had been sitting in a freezer with no power on.
Rotten meat is bad.
Goodness.
Bad. Remember one time a bird got stuck in it was dead, but it wound up washing into one of the drains along the...
The bird got stuck in its dad?
No, it was dead.
Oh.
But it wound up washing into one of the drains on C Street in Poe Mill when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it stunk awful for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was rough. But
I stepped in goose crap a couple weeks ago here at work.
Oh, you'll slide down in that.
Uh-oh.
Awful. I got it on the floor mats of my car.
Chicken too, man.
And I didn't necessarily smell it at first when I got in there, but boy, once it's sat in there, once I got back to TR and it's sitting there and baked, God.
Birds are stinky.
That's a full-on golly bum.
Yeah.
More than just a slight golly. It's a full golly bummers.
Yeah. You know what the worst smell in the world apparently is?
What is the worst smell in the world is...
your galls at the end of the day. What is it? I don't know.
No, that's not that bad.
Hey, galls.
Right now, I have no sense of smell. I can't smell anything, man.
Oh, okay. Like, I don't smell your legs.
You just farted.
I can't smell anything.
That was you that farted.
Oh, okay.
The sound came from over here, but it was you.
I couldn't have dealt it because I can't smell it.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
You denied
back
it.
Away from the table then, no. Buddy.
I said I don't see how I could have dealt it if I can't smell it.
Matter of fact, that noise you heard in the background was the fingers of Google, and I'd like to add that to my song playlist later, Fat Boy. I want to hear Google fingers. What does the internet say?
There was a scientist working on a stink bomb for the Department of Defense back in the 90s. They wanted a stink bomb. They wanted like a stink weapon.
Yeah.
And this lady found that the worst smell, the most unappealing smell generally all around to anybody was the smell of a battlefield toilet. The latrine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
on a battlefield?
Yeah.
What battle?
Any of them.
No, I disagree.
Any of them.
A battle in Alaska wouldn't stink as bad as one in, like, a desert.
Is that what the foxhole is? Is that where it all goes?
No.
Oh, that's the hoxhole you're thinking about.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah. So she developed her stink bomb, the recipe for the smell off of the latrines.
Those aren't that bad, though. We let a stink bomb off in high school.
This is not the same stink bomb, dude.
No.
This is one that she replicated the smell of bacon. Baking, not bacon. Baking feces and whatnot, bodily fluids and such.
But how accurate could you, replicate it? Like it would be a bad smell, but it was kind of like a skunk, where it's like, it's not that bad.
This would be worse.
Like the worst smelling outhouse ever, Wouldn't Fat Boy.
But you think about it, there's nothing more natural than that. So if it's natural, then certainly they could replicate the smell.
Well, there was this is another one in Germany in.
What goes in the concoction? Cheese whiz?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
In Germany, the Department of Defense, probably classified. In Germany in 1889, they were working on a substance called thioacetone.
Okay.
And they spilled a small amount in a lab, made the entire city sick with the smell. It was that stinky. But nobody knows what the recipe was, so that one's out.
So the stink bomb, you think they developed that just to, like, throw it into it like a distractionary thing or get people out of a building so they could go in and secure some kind of...
Things bad enough to make them physically sick.
Oh, make them throw up.
Yeah. It'd make them unable to fight back. They'd be physically ill.
Oh, man. It looked like the scene from Stand By Me. People are in there with the machine guns and camo and bleh, throwing up everywhere.
Yeah.
Sliding down in it. Oh, Lord.
Liquid ass. That sucked.
Liquid ass is bad.
That was awful.
But you know what I'd base my stink bomb recipe on for the government? Them little yellow balls that come up out of your throat when you're sick.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Not even necessarily when you're sick, just when you're unhealthy.
You ever have that, Fat Boy? I see yellow you balls. Showing looking.
Little, like, yellow, whitish little globs come up out of your throat.
You're talking about testicular jaundice.
No, it's not phlegm.
I don't know. I don't know
okay,
what it is.
I think what you're talking about is back when I had huge tonsils.
Yeah.
I had huge tonsils, like, even in high school and through college, and no doctor would ever take them out unless they were infected. Finally, they got to the point where they're infected. But it started to develop craters in it, like the moon. Mm-hmm. I guess food was coming in and just putting craters in the back of my throat.
What was going in?
Well, it would get little pockets.
They're called tonsil stones.
Okay.
Yes. But they're very soft.
Yeah, and what it is, it's like food that would catch in your tonsils. In the little holes, and it would just sit there, and you would feel like something was tickling your throat, so you'd hawk them up. And I remember the first time I was very concerned because it looked like Parmesan cheese.
Yeah. Oh. Now here's the question.
And it smelled like Fremunda.
Why did you have to? And we've all done this.
I was concerned.
Why did we all mash them between our fingers and smell them?
I don't know. But,
and be just repulsed by the god awful stink.
But like, think about that though. Ugh. If that's what the back of your just the catch all of the back of your throat, just and then by the time it removes itself from your body. Like, think about what your inside smell like.
Oh, I know.
Like, think about a cadaver that they had to cut open and oh.
Your intestines. Oh, my God.
Was it worse than a bad?
I apologize if you eating breakfast right now. I really do.
Yeah. Was it that smell worse than, like, a bad dookie?
Yeah.
Yeah, tonsil stones are its very own.
I can't. Yeah. If you, like, you're talking about the replication of smells, tell me, I can't describe to you what it smells like other than just.
They're quite common.
I can't believe you of all people, Fat Boy, with the intake you've had over the years, have never had the tonsil stones. I didn't know that's what they were called.
I haven't either.
The absolute worst. Yeah, and you, but you, Jimmy, you say, why do we, hold on, 1-800-774-0093. I said it earlier. You should have been listening.
You ought to know it by now.
You got the text line. You can remember to text in and say, what's the number? I mean, my Lord, it's only a few more.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. But it's that curiosity thing of, hey, man, what is this? I haven't eaten anything yalla today. It's like when you ever go number two and you said, I haven't had corn in weeks. What's this about? You get that in, you smush it up. I'm like, what is this smell?
Well, anytime somebody, anytime somebody's like, oh, man, that stinks, you want to go smell it.
As guys, that's the guy thing, right, Paige? Like, is anyone ever, a woman ever said, hey, go in here and check this out. Go in here and smell this.
If it's something out of the refrigerator.
I'm talking about in the bathroom.
Never. I've never had a woman say, you don't want to go in there.
You ever had a friend waft one at you, Paige?
No, girls.
A female friend?
With dudes, it's anything. Not just number two. It's, I mean, anything in the
any
world.
Any gross smell.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed at this tonsil stone. I've never had one, but then I lost my tonsils at when I was a kid. Do you have to have tonsils, obviously, to get them?
Where did you lose them at? Did they have a lost and found?
No, I had them taken out early.
Oh, okay. You had them removed.
Yeah.
God almighty.
I was going to put out an APB on your tonsils.
They ran away. Coughed them up.
Fat boy, my thing's not working.
Anonymous dental hygienist who's cleaned tonsil stones.
Okay, perfect. Asking you shall receive. Good morning, anonymous dental hygienist.
Good morning.
So, tonsil stones. You obviously have some history with that. Boy, they're awful, aren't they?
They are disgusting. Yeah. They're a nice yellow-green color.
Mm. I've never had them green. Mine's always yellow.
Yeah.
Well, you must not smoke a lot of pot then.
No.
Like, when you wear the mask, can you still smell what's coming through it? Because you can smell the floss when
you...
Oh.
Yeah, you know you can smell it.
Oh.
Yeah, you can smell it worse. And then when someone has periodontal disease along with that, it's like a sickly sweet smell where their teeth are like loose because they have stuff under their gum.
What is periodontal? That's what you said?
Periodontal disease. It's where over a long period of time, calculus and plaque get under your gum tissues and cause bacteria to basically poop all over your teeth, and then you have infection under the gum.
Oh, I ought to quit.
Man. Yeah.
you ever throw up at work?
In the tooth?
Oh, yes.
No, but I've put lotion on my mask when I knew it was going to be bad.
Oh, like if they got a dead tooth, you know, they just won't take care of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's
the way.
If you look in and it looks like they've been eating Oreos, but that's not the case. It's just decay.
Oh.
That's gross, too.
Is it like my mom back in the day when she had a cleaning lady, she would clean the house the night before. Do you ask that people actually brush their teeth before they come into the dental office? Right before they walk in?
I have some people that do out of courtesy, but then I have some people that are just jerks and haven't brushed in a few years.
You'd be begging them to fart.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Will you please mesh your britches?
It's worse than that.
Can you get us any laughing gas?
Some whippets?
Yes, I can.
Put you on hold. Right. Hold on 1 second. Thank you.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
All right. I don't know that we should do this now.
Why not? Man. I don't remember saying it, so that's cool. We don't have to do it.
You really don't remember saying that?
I don't, man.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you did.
I'm not putting it like, you know, I'm not saying it's not possible. I do like to punish other people.
Well, feel free to comb through those 28 hours worth of show and find it. I believe it. We set it at 7 o'clock hour, a.m. or p.m. 1.
Power hour.
Yeah. How do you want to do it? Or do you, you know, look, in these trying times, I don't know if we should sit here and make you hurt yourself.
No, I don't want it to come back. I don't want it to come back and bite me because I could say, nah, I don't want to do it, but it's ammo to get used against me later.
Who would do that?
Well, we haven't made 9 do a super punishment yet.
Yeah. But this isn't good enough for super punishment.
Not at all.
Oh, no.
Well, it's got to be big.
It's going to be worse.
It's got to be possible life and death.
Yeah.
Something huge.
Yeah.
How do you want to do it? You just want to. I got all four of them. Nine got them set up. They're set to. I always end up catching myself.
See, you would have got the same thing Fat Boy's getting.
Yeah,
like
we got three tiny ones, and then the super trap.
Yeah, the big one, I guess, is a rat trap.
That's a rat trap.
Yeah, they're not equal, so you can't do like you know. Obviously, the big one, if you did that one, is by itself, but you can't do like one small one to replace the big one. I don't know if you want people to kind of vote for it somehow.
You are
boy.
Don't ever, if you ever go to court for anything, get an attorney and don't argue the case yourself.
Please don't. Please
you're
don't.
Gonna die.
This is a wooden show.
Huh?
This is a wooden show.
Yeah, it's a bad idea, too.
Because if you get a warrant, you know, you get free food in jail.
All right.
It's all good.
Have you seen it?
Three hots and a cot.
So,
is that grits or eggs? No, the yellow water. Is that grits or eggs?
It's peanut butter and applesauce sandwiches.
Let me address the plaintiff. You're saying that you should either have to do all three tiny ones or one of the big ones.
I mean, I guess that's the only way it equals out. You can't do one little one and not the big one.
It's kind of like three junior bacon cheeseburgers versus one double baconator.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What would you get in that situation, Fat Boy, if they said, hey, welcome to Wendy's. You're in the drive-thru, obviously. Yeah. All we have left is one double baconator or three junior bacon cheeseburgers. What's your selection?
Probably going to go three.
You would go with the three.
Yeah.
More bread.
Yeah, that's the bread's the filler. Mm. And I don't ever ditch it, too. Yeah. I always eat it. Plus, I'd tell them, I know you're lying because you always have a fully stocked, never frozen fresh ground beef.
What if they said, oh, wait a minute, I recognize that voice. That's Fat Boy from the Rise Guys. You can have both. Would you like both?
Yeah.
What if you go through right before close and you order a baconator and they give you a double baconator with four hunks of ground beef on it?
I'd have to point it out to them and say, look, you gave me too much food.
Four ground beef patties.
Special sauce.
And eight strips of bacon, and then you didn't die from eating it.
I'd say, even though you gave me extra food, I could report it, but if you throw in some spicy nugs, I'll probably overlook it.
So if that were the...
You blackmailing for more food?
You got to.
They still do the spicy nuggets? Oh, these are wonderful.
For a limited time, but it's been for a while.
That's what I was going to say. All right, so if we use the same analogy, which one would you want to do? Would you want to do the double baconator, the big rat trap, or the analogy of three junior bacon cheeseburgers, the smaller rat traps, mice traps, mouse traps?
Man, the smaller ones you get done with, but that big one hurts like hell.
Right, it's designed to break a rat.
I don't know. I mean,
you ever crack a rat? It's hard to do.
All the time. I've stepped on frogs. Crack a rat.
I mean, what?
I slid down in one with
stepping on frogs too, man.
What would you guys think? Like, which one would you pick?
I'd pick the little one. Little are you talking about the mouse traps? I'd pick the little one of those too.
Right.
Either way, sure. The big one would hurt more.
Yeah.
Which one do you think would be
generally?
Better? You know, it's going to suck either way.
Yeah, it is. It's going to suck regardless.
Are you just going to go tap, tap, tap with the three? Or are you just like?
Well, they're kind of sensitive. I'd space them out. So when I got to, you know, I'm going to sell it because it's going to hurt. So I just hope I didn't flip the other ones.
But you're going to put your hand down and catch all three at once?
I mean, I could do it like that, but I got to hit it dead on because if I flinch, it's going to pop the other ones up.
All right.
That's a good point.
Nine, can you go on Facebook and I'll go on Instagram?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to Instagram at the Rise Guys.
Do the three? Oh, God.
Instagram. You said it, pal. Listen, pal.
Rest in peace.
Come on, Fat Boy.
Yeah, how do I go live?
Have a strategy.
Give me a sec. They changed how you go live. I got to change it up.
Well, plus you had to sanitize your fingers first.
How do I go live on the page?
Well, setting them sucks, man, because, you know, they're sensitive.
Is there problems?
Yeah, I can't figure out there's no option to go live on the page app now.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to figure this out.
Fat Boy, do you know how to go live?
They changed something since, like, last week.
Yeah.
Can you not do Facebook Live anymore?
No, it's still there. I can do it on my personal page, but it's not giving me an option to go live on the other app.
Okay.
He's lying.
No, I'm not. Look.
Why would he?
Where is it?
I don't know. Why is the eggplant emoji the last emoji you use on your phone?
I use that one a lot.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to go Instagram. Unfortunately.
I got him set. Oh, no.
Oh, right here, Jim.
Where?
you hit?
No, mine doesn't have that anymore.
It doesn't?
No.
That's weird.
All right. No.
Well, let me go back to the other app and get there.
Folks, what you're listening to right now is real. These are real technical difficulties.
All right, I got on the other app, the regular app.
Regular app?
Yeah.
All right. I will now go back to my previous thing of going to Instagram at the Rise Guys. Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah, they're set.
Well, I got to wait for Jacquet.
Yeah, I have Jimmy to put a description of the post. There we go.
At the Rise Guys on Instagram. Hey, Jimmy, please don't show me on camera. I did not have my glasses.
That's fine.
I'm getting tired of seeing these
I
things.
I won't show you at all, Matt.
Thanks. You can't see me right
you
now.
See
anyway.
The back of your head?
That's right.
You see wearing your readers?
You're
camouflage.
Going to
come around? You're going to stay right there?
I'm going to come around. Can I get on that mic over there?
Well, I got it set for the audio.
Yeah. Okay, you have to move your mic with you.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to swing around.
All right, here I go. Here I go.
And you guys just let me know.
Here I go. Here. I might plug in my headphones.
Yeah, they don't work anyway.
Just let me know when you're in place.
I think I got a good view from here.
I'm going to try to hit all three at once.
Ah, you got to do all three.
I got them close enough.
All three little ones.
My hand, I'm going to space it out.
How does my volume sound from here? I don't have headphones.
Sounds good.
You good. All right, you ready?
Here we go. For St. Patrick's Day.
You'll count me down?
Two little ones and one big one.
Paige, count him down.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Ah!
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the pain from the little ones.
Are you... Oh! Say again?
Oh. Are you all right?
I feel great.
I don't feel good about this.
Is it the one on the bar?
Oh, it stinks, man. Oh.
I bet it does.
Let's not do the other one.
Ah!
I'm glad Frick's got to see that.
Oh, fat boy.
Oh, man.
I got it on the tip, man. Right near the tip. First knuckle?
Oh, he said tip.
God,
I'm
still
move back over.
That looked like it hurt. I mean, it had to hurt.
Poor you.
It goes from a sting to a burn.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh. Fat boy's in pain.
We throw these things away.
You need to sanitize yourself
Are you
now,
okay?
please.
No.
Don't you wish you'd wore green? This was your idea.
Fat boy, say hello to everyone in Flat Rock, North Carolina, please.
No, and I'm not saying hey to you in Bat Cave either.
Also, P1 Looper wants to know how much it would take for you to hit your nipple on the other one.
It ain't big enough.
Okay. Which one?
The trap.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
that was
you paid your... That wasn't awful. I'm going to disband transmission. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
All right,
fat boy. You're going to live.
Does that look bent up?
Yeah.
That finger.
You may need an x-ray.
Did you break your finger?
Oh,
I don't know, man.
You're throwing up gang signs forever now.
That one really hurts.
Bend it.
I got to do the whole finger. I can't bend the top.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could just be temporary. Might not be broke. Oh.
Did you feel all three of them? Or did you? Because I think one of them popped and went toward me, toward the camera, but the two definitely hit.
Yes.
I think I felt the middle first, but usually my hand kind of, these two middle fingers go down first.
You have two middle fingers on the same hand?
Well,
how?
Like, you know, this one.
Show me the
ring finger?
The pleasure, you know.
The ring finger.
The pleasure pose.
The ring finger.
Yeah, whatever one's beside the middle one.
He won't say ring finger.
That one.
It's forever finger.
Those two go down first. Oh, it still hurts, man.
You know what's hard to do is flipping a bird with your ring finger.
Really?
Yeah, Paige. It is hard. It's hard to do it with your pinky, too.
She don't believe
it.
Is anybody following this? Okay.
It is. You're right.
It is.
It's also hard to walk on your hands. You ever notice that?
It is.
Good Lord.
I don't know if that's broken, but I've never seen it bent like that before.
By the way, to a bevy of people at the Rise Guys on Instagram, yeah, it was Fat Boy's idea to do that.
Yeah, he said it during the 28-hour show.
He said
back in November. I almost said December that time.
Does it look kind of cocked sideways?
The finger doesn't.
Kind of cockeyed. Like, if that's what I imagine one of Bill Clinton's fingers looks like.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Yeah. Got a mole on it.
Like, you're throwing up gang signs. You could also hold a broom perfectly. Oof. Yeah. You're going to become a witch before the day's over with.
That was worse than the pigskin punishment.
Was it really?
Yeah, because all three at once, that one feels like it snapped pretty violently on that. What's the fourth finger?
Which way are you counting, though?
Well, the thumb's one, right? Ring finger.
Yeah, the ring finger.
All on the first knuckle, man. I tried to aim it toward the other ones last time. Oh, but you could barely get a hand in there. And then that's when it starts to snap.
What about next time on the feet?
No.
I don't think that would be as bad, would it?
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.